Rav Lezer holds that not only does the Shechita and the Akrova of the Karban Pesach justify the Chiyah of Shabbos, but even the preparation of the Machshir. Rabbi Akiva disagreed. He says, well, the Shechita itself, fine, but how can you go ahead and do the Machshir Mitzvah before the Shechita? Well, maybe the Karban will be possible. In which case, the machshirin were unjustified. V'nimtza mechalal es ha-shabbos l'mafreya. It'll turn out that retroactively, he was mechal ha-shabbos. The more response to that, if you're concerned about that, yihachi, then how can you use shchita to begin with? Mishchat nami le-nishchat. For that very same reason. Why? Shema yimtza zevach pasol v'nimtza mechal es ha-shabbos l'mafreya. Perhaps the karm be pasol. Shechita will become pasul, etc. And in which case the malacha was a malacha on Shabbos. So the obvious kasha is, what does Rabbi Akiva hold? I mean, this is a very simple response. Apparently we can't be concerned about this, because if you're concerned, you're saying you can't do the machshir and the preparations because perhaps the karm will become pasul, in which case the machshir were done for naught. If that's the case, then how can you ever be shechet the karm Pesach? Perhaps the shechita would be possible, and he'll have done a malach. So what's the pshat of Rabbi Akiva? Says it's Fasemes, Rabbi Akiva held like this. The shechita itself, yeah, certainly you can proceed to do the shechita. The Torah says you can do shechita on Shabbos. The Karban Pesach is doicha Shabbos. This is the act of shechita, this is the act of the mitzvah. Forget about the fact that maybe the Karban be possible. You're not responsible. You don't have to worry about that possibility. That explains the actual akrova, because that in itself is the process of the mitzvah. But when it comes to preparations, machshirin, which on their own don't really have prominence, they're not considered the mitzvah itself. They're only coming on account of the mitzvah. They're machshirin mitzvah, right? They're only allowed to be done because they're preparing for the mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva held, if it will turn out that there will be a mitzvah, then the machshirim will allow to be done. But if it should turn out that in reality no mitzvah was completed, then the machshirim were done for naught. There was no justification to do that. Again, the mitzvah itself justifies itself. You can do the shechita and the akrova of the Karban Pesach because the Torah says, do these things. So the reason why you're doing them is because they in themselves are a mitzvah. So it's irrelevant whether it will be a successful karban or unsuccessful karban. You did the mitzvah and you were allowed to do it. But the machshirim aren't really the mitzvah. The reason why you do them is because they are enabling a mitzvah. That's good if the mitzvah was enabled. Suppose there was never a mitzvah done, and the karban was possible, in which case the machshir never enabled anything. V'nimtza mechal es ha-shabbos l'mafreya. One more thing I wanted to mention, later the Gemara speaks about hazo'ah. And even Rabbi Elazar agreed, you can't do hazo'ah on Shabbos. The Gemara explores the reason for that. Why can't you do hazo'ah? V'hazo'ah my time l'edech ha-shabbos. Mechti, totuli ba'almu. You're merely moving something. What's wrong with that? There's a whole discussion how to understand these words till tuli ba'amu. Because really Rashi in the Mishnah explained that we don't do hazah. It's a shvus to Rabbanon. Because mischazik im attacking gavra. Looks like you're fixing up the person. Fix a person, you might fix a kli. So that's the issa to Rabbanon. So the Mefarshim have some difficulty with that Rashi based on our Gemara. Gemara says till tuli ba'amu. The concern is about moving things. So actually, one of the Mefarshim says that the Gemara is referring to Mukta. The Eifer Parah is not really useful for anything. It's not edible, it's not useful, it's not a kli, it's not a food. So it's considered Mukta, a Machmas Kufay. And that's what the Gemara means. It's Mukta, you can't move it. But others try to reconcile this Gemara with Rashi. The Gemara meant you can't move it because if you move it and you use it to be mazal the person, it looks like you're fixing the person. So that's what Rashi went in the Mishnah. Michzikim sachin gavra. till Tuli Biyama, you can't move it and use it. That's what the Gemara means, because then you're going to be repairing the person. It's Mechzik and Masakin. And that would be the Issa Shvus by Hasa'ah.